In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through in a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. How the hell you doing, Tig?
Oh, I'm doing good. This is a no-squatter zone. Welcome,
there
people.
There you go. All right. Hang on a second here. Let me back it up. So tonight, we are going to talk a little bit about... Fuck the Who. Not the rock band, though. They were cool.
The Who is a great band.
We're gonna give a little teaser. We're gonna jump into the cigar segment. What you smoking, Tig?
Oh, this is the KO Flathead Steel Horse. The biker and me, you know, had to have one of these. They're put out by Drew Estate as well. KO is. They're a Drew Estate company. It's a pretty good cigar, you know. Yeah. Not the best, but it holds its own.
Right. That ape hanger one I had was okay. I mean, it wasn't, you know, stellar, but
got a woody flavor to it.
Are you gonna ask me what I'm smoking?
Yeah, after I take my paw. Smoke first. All right, what are you talking there, or smoking there, I should say?
I'm talking and smoking on a Macanudo 1968. It's a pretty decent. Yeah, this is our number one selling cigar. It's a 5
by... Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, it's a 5 by 50 ring gauge. On my camera to focus. There we go.
It's basically a Robusto.
Yeah, well, it's a Dominican and Mexican filler. It's not a bad smoke. It's got a really, really nice, you know, kind of woodsy, cedary kind of flavor tones. And
hey, Bull.
Yeah.
You know who smoked Macanudos?
Who?
Archie Bunker. Remember that show, All in the Family?
Right. Yeah. I saw a clip just the other day on him, man. I was fucking laughing my ass off. I had two black dudes on there. They were saying, "And a bigot." And then they had fucking Meathead on there, fucking douchebag Meathead.
Yeah,
fucking stupid liberal. It was pretty funny. They were calling him a liberal too.
Yeah, it was hilarious when Archie Bunker would get together with Jefferson, and those two would go at it.
I know. I mean, that was awesome.
What happened to making fun out of race instead of this, what we have today? I mean, we should be making fun of each other. I mean, it was humorous. It was a blast.
Right. It's kind of hard to do when you got 140 flavors coming across the border, you know?
Yeah. So. Those flavors need to be out of here.
Yeah. Freedom seeds, my friend.
That's what's going to unite the country. That's what's going to unite the two races, the two main races, the black and the white. What's going to unite them is the fact we got all these damn foreigners coming over here, and now we're going to have to help each other out to fight back on these.
Not only that, Tig, but, you know, the way I'm looking at it is, you know, I just was watching a program just the other day. I don't know which news program it was, but they're always saying, you know, okay, if it was, you know, white on white, no news, you know, black on white, no news, you know, black on black, no news, you know, but if it's white on black, there's news, you know, I mean, they're just going through it all. And it's just like,
and statistically, it's a statistical fact that there in this country, there is more black on black crime, more black on black violent crime than there is any other race involved.
Right.
they hate each other more than vice versa. Right. And that's, you know, I always tell that to people too. I say, you know what? I hate more white people than I do black people. You always usually tend to hate your own kind. I don't know what it is, but that's why I always say, you know, there's not as big a racism as they're trying to make it out to be in this country.
Right.
They're exploiting this. They're making that because the powers that be want to keep people divided. And it's not really the case. I mean, I haven't had any problems with black people that I've met. So I don't, you know, it's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. Yeah. Black people, they hate each other. White people hate each other. It's more race on race. It's more, you know, color on color, same color fighting each other than, you know, opposite. Hey,
you hear what's going on over in fucking Chicago, man. They're like, the cops don't even want to come out after like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or some shit like that. And they won't answer the phone until like 7 a.m. or something like that. It's really crazy.
Yeah. You know, I tell them black people in Chicago, I feel for them, you know, band together and get rid of these illegals. Do what you got to do. You know, cops aren't going to interfere, obviously.
They're not.
I'm not inciting violence, but you know, if you got to defend yourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, because we have foreign invaders now, and they are an enemy. They are not friendly, and they don't have a right to be here.
Right.
Even if our government has this sick, evil agenda to bring them here, they don't have a right to be here, and the people have a right to say no. So say no. And, you know, if you got squatters coming in your house, make them disappear. You have that right. Well, you don't have the right in Illinois. We'll go over that in a minute. But,
yeah, well, if you're in Iowa, you have the right. So
if you're in Wisconsin, I think you have the right too. And
yeah,
I'm going to list that in a little bit in the show.
All right. Do you want to run into Buck the Who?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and not the band.
They're a
good band. Yes, the Who, the international non-government organization, typical NGOs again.
Yep.
Okay, the Who, the World Health Organization, medical tyrants. Okay, these people are trying to take away everybody's sovereignty by pulling on the strings and trying to push their ideology onto everybody. And so we've been hearing off and on that Biden or even our politicians could sign a treaty with the World Health Organization that would eliminate our national sovereignty in the United States. It would give them the right to declare anything a pandemic and mandate vaccines and mandate masks and mandate businesses getting shut down and everything else like you saw in COVID, only times triple. Okay, because the World Health Organization is an evil, evil product, just like the World Economic Forum and the Council of Foreign Relations, the United Nations. So let me just
be one fucking entity, you know it?
They are basically it's the New World Order agenda that they're pushing, the globalist agenda. So let me make this damn clear to anybody that is watching this, because they like to use fear and intimidation, our government does, to tell you they can do things that they really can't. Okay. So Thomas Jefferson once put it best when he said that all laws repugnant to the Constitution are both null and void. Well, not just laws, treaties. Anything that our politicians do, our president or whoever, that involves a foreign entity that signs any kind of treaty or any kind of mandate or anything like of that sort,
right,
to actually take away our national sovereignty, that is treason. Okay. And they don't have a right to do it, folks. They don't, because you're talking about, okay, now you're going to say, oh, okay, so we're going to make a treaty, knowingly make a treaty without the consent of the people, to sign away all our sovereignty and let an organization, a globalist organization that does not represent us because we didn't vote for them, to make all the decisions and basically shut us down, and our government has to listen to them, that's they don't represent us. Okay, they'll never represent us. Right. And our politicians don't have the right, because we vote for the politicians. They don't have a right without our consent, though, without taking a consensus. They don't have a right to just hand over our entire constitution, our republic, to a foreign entity or NGO. They don't have the right, no matter what they say, no matter what anybody says, media, whoever, don't let them fool you into thinking they can do that. Too many times our government has fooled the people into thinking they could get away with nonsense. They did it in COVID too, thinking they can get away with this nonsense that violates our civil rights and takes away our sovereignty. They don't have a right to do it. All right. We have a constitution. They don't have a right to make up laws, mandates, create agreements with foreign entities, make treaties, anything that is going to take away our sovereignty, take away our constitution. They don't have a right to do it. And it is an act of war on the people if they do.
Right.
Step up, push back, folks, because if they try to sign this up to, if they try to sign a treaty with the World Health Organization and create medical tyranny for us, take away our sovereignty, that means we can declare war. We can declare war with the government. We can declare war with the World Health Organization. We could start a whole new revolutionary war over it, because they're threatening us. They are threatening our livelihoods. They are threatening our constitution and our freedom, folks.
Right. So when Biden got in office, didn't he sign something like that, though? I was like one of the first.
It said that he was going to, but I don't think he did. It kind of got dropped. If he did, it was secretly, and nobody knows about it, because they keep talking about how he still could sign it. So I'm thinking that he hasn't done it yet, because they've been bringing it up off and on. They've been bringing up the topic of it. So obviously they must have not signed anything yet. Well, and that would have made international news too. So that would have got leaked out by other people like England and everybody. Would have leaked out. So I don't think it happened yet. And I think they know it can't happen.
Right.
Okay. Cause there's a few of us that are awake that say no.
Right. Now, you know, there's some other chatter, you know, kind of, I'm going to digress a little bit here and move into a little other area. I've been kind of seeing a lot of stuff on, you know, this eclipse that we're going to be having. Have you been following up on that at all?
Well, I was going to save that for the first week in April. We could talk about that on our program.
Yeah. We can do that. That's not a problem.
Because it goes in depth. There's some people that believe it's Bible prophecy, and there's people that believe that there's going to be some kind of major thing that's going to happen. And so,
I think we should talk about it though, just because there's so much information on it right now that, you know, it's not a mainstream, because I don't think they want to let the cat out of the hat. But, you know, just a couple things that I was
cat observing. Out of the bag.
Yeah, cat out of the bag.
Rabbit out of the hat.
Yeah. You're fucking with me. doesn't the, you know, just out of curiosity, doesn't the sun like come up in the east and set in the west?
It comes up in the east, and then by afternoon it has rotated to the south, and then by the evening it sets in the west.
Okay, so how is it going across the United States? Because they're saying it's coming up from the southwest up across the, you know, the states.
That could get into a whole conspiracy thing
too. I'm just not following that deal.
Yeah. You know, there's some people that say that the moon and the sun are actually the same identical size.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there. And then if you're like me, I don't rule out the fact that there is no space beyond that. There is a dome, like the biblical dome that explains the firmament, where, you know, there's stars and there's a sun and then there's a moon, but there's nothing outside of that but water.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to get one of those. You know, 1000 Nikon cameras. I hear a lot of good stuff about those bad boys.
Yeah. Also, there's some stars out there, if you look, that don't actually look like regular stars.
No.
And
like lights that are just like fluttering. Prism. Yeah,
prism. Yeah. I will swear up and down that those are like satellites or something. I think they bug me. They literally bug me. I've looked at them through. You know,
it's funny you said satellite, you know, like satellites, because, you know, one of my buddies said the same thing, and he's not conspiracy minded whatsoever, you know, and he doesn't have a flick of care for politics or any of that other shit. But that was one thing he did mention. He's like, man, those stars, man, they kind of follow you, you know? And I'm like, yeah they do.
They flutter.
Yeah, they flutter. It's probably what it was.
Now, I've seen them through even binoculars, right. And they look like a colored prism.
Yeah.
Now, I'll look at a normal star, and it just looks like a white light. And then I'll look at these bigger, brighter looking stars, and they look like a prism. Not only was there the one I looked at was a prism, but then there was a little black dot in the center of it. And I'm right. Like, that is not a normal star.
No,
there's something really weird. And all of a sudden there's a few of them now. There used to be, I noticed a couple years ago, one of them. And now it's all of a sudden there's two or three of them that look odd. They look like not a normal star. And it seems to me they've multiplied over the last few years. So I'm really suspicious about that. People can sit there and say, well, here's your tinfoil hat. Okay. I'm wearing it.
And supposedly, you know, we're spinning around 1,000 some fucking miles an hour, and then we're spinning 66,000 miles an hour around the sun. And it's like, you know, okay, I'm just finding this all really hard to believe, especially when the fucking planet or the stars are in the same fucking position every fucking night at the same time. I don't know.
Think about this. Chemtrails, cloud seeding. They are making artificial clouds that are literally blocking out the sun. Yeah,
today was really dark for some reason. I got up at 6 this morning. I'm like, fuck, it's dark out.
Tell me if they can artificially block out the sun by cloud seeding, tell me they can't create an eclipse.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, that's kind of funny too, because they were saying something about like Planet X or some bullshit. So I don't know. I'm just
Now they're saying there's a new planet too, and bullshit. They're NASA is the biggest lying agency.
Yeah.
I mean they take their pages out of the book of the CIA. That's how big of liars they are.
And they have such a fucking huge budget from our government.
Oh, yeah. You know? Of course they do. And you wonder what they spend it on though.
Yeah, you know, lies.
I think they give a lot of it to Hollywood so that they can film all this bullshit that they're trying to pass off on us.
We're going to the moon. We've been to the moon already. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, we've been to the moon. All right. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic I can go over.
Right.
Okay, if we went to the moon, how come we haven't been back? How come the astronaut uniforms would have not been able to sustain life for them if they had went to the moon? And then they've got pictures of the boots they wore back in 69 when they went to the moon. They spray painted combat boots silver. Wow. That's what they are wearing, is combat boots, and they're spray painted silver. Wow. And there's been a couple different so-called footprints that have been shown too. So
and then that fucking lunar rover was fucking hysterical looking. You know, it's got fenders on it. What are they thinking? They're gonna go through some fucking moon puddles or something.
It would have never got. It would have never made it through. It would have burned right up.
The tires would have burned up, or they would have fucking popped because of the fucking pressure differences. So,
yeah. Who's holding the camera?
And it's such a fucking lie, you know. Yeah, especially when they came down. Yeah, when they landed.
Who was holding the camera?
What kind of crack are they smoking, man?
And let me tell you something. How was Richard Nixon able to phone them in space with a landline?
Right.
Unbelievable. If you people out there still think that we landed on the moon in 1969, well, I got you a shit popsicle. I can sell it and you can probably eat it and tell me it's delicious.
Yeah, I got some
property. I'll sell you. Anyone of you, just contact us at the show. I got some property. So does Tig.
Time to wake up, people.
Yeah.
We've been lied to. We've been lied to about almost everything all of our lives. And people have bought the bullshit because they weren't able to research as well as we can now. And they weren't able to actually see things because nothing was pointed out to them. And nobody thought about it, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. We didn't advertise this as a topic on our show, but hell, no, we just went off on
it. And went off with it.
Go off on a tangent.
But hey, you know, it's coming up pretty quick. It's in like, 2 weeks?
Yeah. And the government can fuck off. They're a bunch of lying scumbags. The government does not like you people. The government has never told you the truth. Anything they tell you, any agency, government agency, anything they tell you, believe the opposite. Anything they tell you to do, do the opposite. They're liars. They have no reason to be your friend, and they don't like you. Which reminds me, they're part of the whole depopulation agenda, which is part of the New World Order agenda. And it's funny because I've been saying that, and I've had some people. There's a lot of people that do believe that now. But then there's a lot of people that still heckle it. Say, oh, they're not trying to depopulate. Okay, I heard this on the news when I was driving to work Friday. A guy came right out on the news. It was reported that the birth rate has gone down drastically along with the population. In fact, we are seeing the population as low as it's ever been, not since the Black Plague. That's amazing. Wow. And that was reported on the news, folks. That was, you know, okay. So now, are you going to believe them or say, oh, that's fake news?
Right.
Okay. First of all, if it was fake news, they wouldn't report such a thing because, you know, they're in with the globalists, the fake news organizations. Why would they tell us that they're literally trying to depopulate the country? You want to know why the birth rate's down so low as well? More and more people are having less and less children because they can't afford it, and they care more about their jobs and everything else. But also there's more sterilization going on, and people don't know about the sterilization. And you know, it's in food, and I'm not saying it's going to sterilize everybody, but they can slow down the birth through the stuff chemicals are putting in the food. What they're putting in the vaccines will sterilize you.
Yeah.
Especially this kill shot called COVID.
And especially making the kids take it. You know, that's what's really fucked up.
They're doing it on purpose. So, yeah. So that was actually on the news, though. And don't tell me that they're not trying to depopulate. Keep
taking the kill jab. It's all good for you.
Yep. They want to get down to 500 million people.
Yep.
So
they'll get there one way or another.
That's about 3/4 of the population in the world there. They're going to get down. They're going to eliminate. So,
yeah.
So whatever. I'm sure the WHO is behind that too. They're trying to help that too, the World Health Organization. Cause just because it's called a health organization doesn't mean they care about health because they don't.
Right.
They're trying to poison you. They're trying to kill you. That's all they can care about. You know,
right. So, let's jump into the 140 fucking Demorats.
Yeah.
Fucking pieces.
Wasn't that okay? I'm gonna pick that up here. All right, because I got it written down somewhere, and I want to make sure that I reported exactly how I read it. So, give me a minute.
So, What were your thought? What were you going to talk about on the WHO? You said you were going to talk about the band, didn't you?
I didn't say I was going to talk about the band.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk a little bit of Skating King or whatever the fuck. Or no, the Pinball King.
No, Pinball Wizard.
Wizard, yeah, that dude.
The WHO was a good band.
Yeah, they were. Pete Townsend. Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, well, their bass guitarist is one of the best bass guitarists in rock history, actually. He's right up there in the top. I think he's listed within the top 25 or top 50 yeah. bass guitarists ever. So I can't think of his name offhand, but very, yeah. very outstanding, very bad. And in fact, they were pioneers, okay? Before Kiss, the rock band, was destroying their guitars, The Who was destroying their guitars at the end of their shows.
John Hans Whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a damn good bass guitarist. But yeah, they said a lot of.
He died June 27th, 2002. He's been gone a while.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? To this day, they still, a lot of people, when they're teaching music, when they're teaching bass lines, they use a lot of The Who bass lines as because they're complicated bass lines, really. And they say, you know, if you can successfully learn how to play these tunes on bass, The Who tunes on bass,
that's about
you're on your way.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, he had some very difficult bass lines. So, you know, if you're into bass, you listen to some Who music, listen to some of those bass lines, man, are phenomenal.
You're a bass player, aren't you?
I metal. I'm not a bass player. I don't have the time to actually rehearse and practice with a band. I could get there if I wanted to get there, if I had the time, and I don't have the time. Gotcha. I play as a pastime. I'll pick my basses up once in a while because I've got some time, and I'll plug in and fiddle around. You know, I play a lot of ZZ Top and blues lines and stuff like that. I like a lot of blues. So blues lines are easy to play, but you got to know how to play blues. Cause, oh gosh, who is he? The guitarist for the Rolling Stones, the one that's never gonna die, who smoked everybody's. He's probably done everybody's share of drugs. Keith Richards, yeah, he's phenomenal. I love him as a guitar player. He always said, "If you don't know how to play the blues, you can't understand how to play rock and roll. You've got to know how to play the blues before you can understand how to play rock and roll."
Yeah.
And he's right. He's right. You know,
hey, breaking news. I just seen come over the ticker here. They caught one of the terrorists who killed over 130 innocent people in Moscow. Looks like they're ready to chop his fucking head off.
Yeah. He's a patsy.
Yeah.
You want to, can we discuss that before I discuss the Democrats and how they're going to,
let's go into that a little bit.
Because I want to discuss that a little bit. Because I wrote that down in my notes about that whole
something about Putin being extremely fucking pissed.
Well, he has every right to be they're saying an Islamic group took credit for it. That's a complete lie.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that this guy that they just caught is Ukrainian and a former soldier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole attack, all the attack, this whole thing was done by Ukrainians. And they had a little help from a certain U.S. intelligence agency, too.
Yeah, fuckers.
Where do you think that funding's going to now, folks?
Yep.
Let me tell you something. I wish Putin could watch our show. Because I'd tell him, our government does not represent the United States of America. Our government does not represent our veterans. Our government does not represent our people. The people that are actually pulling for Ukraine are indoctrinated fools. Okay. Right. They have listened to a narrative that is being lied through our U.S. government by both scams of a party. The two-party system is a scam, folks. They create more problems in our country. They have proven through these last bills that they are not representing us and that neither party is a separate party, but they are the same, one and the same.
I wonder if people are going to get fucking pissed.
Two wings, same bird. They are fucking us, people. And you know what? They are trying to start World War III right now. Yep. And they're doing a damn good job leaning towards it. I would tell Putin, hang in there. Hang in there, because some of us aren't actually buying the bullshit. And some of us say you should probably just wipe Ukraine right off the face of the planet. And I don't give a shit, because Ukraine is Let me tell you something,
motherfucker, man.
They are as corrupt as the U.S. government and then some. They have been involved in money laundering with the U.S. government. They have been involved in human trafficking. The president of Ukraine was basically picked by the United States to be the president.
Right.
Because they were, and let me tell you something, they're doing a lot of corrupt business back and forth. And our politicians that are for Ukraine and want to keep spending money on Ukraine, they've sold us out to Ukraine and they're in business with Ukraine. And not to mention the fact that the president is a damn pedophile, and I don't have any concrete evidence on that, but he's a creep. Face it, he's a sick bastard. And there's old footage of him showing how sick he really is. He's, you know, he might as well be a tranny. Okay.
Yeah.
And not to mention, and this is a fact, folks, I don't give a shit what people think. We had bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Right. Russia already seized them. Okay. Russia knows what's going on with our government. And I think the only reason why they're not starting a war with us right now is they're hoping to God that we get some sort of new leadership in our country, because they know the people aren't the fault of it. The people aren't bad. Most of the people are sick of this shit. In fact, there's a lot of people I talk to that say, come on, Russia, just take them out. What's the matter with you? Or have you sold out? Have you sold out to the military industrialized complex and you just want to keep the war going for some sort of agenda? Because Russia, you could have taken out Ukraine. You could have ended this war a long time ago. Stop worrying about NATO and the United States. Fuck the United States government. Fuck NATO. Okay. They're as corrupt as hell. End the freaking war, man. I don't care what it takes. You don't need nukes to end the war either. You don't.
No.
Ukraine's tiny. You had Ukraine once. They were part of the Warsaw Pact. Just take them over. Just get it done and over with.
Yeah. Quit fucking with them. Just fucking wipe them out and be done with them.
I don't defend Putin. He's no saint either. But I'll tell you what. If I was to talk to him, I'd say, look, get this thing over with. All right. Just fuck the United States government. Let them sit there and sable rattle all they want. Okay. We're too thinly spread as it is. We're about tanked in our economy as it is. Just deal with Ukraine.
Right.
Get it over with and win the damn war already.
Right.
Because I don't give two shits about Ukraine. They're causing problems here. They're causing more problems here than Russia is right now. I'm about ready to defend Israel even more, because when someone like fuck a duck Chuck Schumer comes out and tries to say that they need a new election. Okay. So you're saying that our government should interfere with Israel's election and basically dethrone their current president. Well, ever since he said that, all the people have gotten behind Netanyahu now. So guess what? You know, Chuck, shut the fuck up and mind your own fucking business. You're doing well enough. To destroy our country as it is. You don't need to destroy someone else's country. You dumb fuck. You stupid fucker.
Hey, another news. Fucking Letitia James. She's fucking on the warpath about, you know, taking Trump Tower. I guess the firefighters are protesting that stupid skank, that fucking reptilian bitch.
Yeah, they need to shut her down.
Yeah, she needs to be shut down.
Her and
there's a lot of these motherfuckers that need to be shut down.
These indictments, these charges are all bogus anyway. They really are. I mean,
pack of lies.
They're bogus. They're bogus. I mean, here's the thing. The Democrat Party is the worst out of both parties, but the bar isn't very high anyway. So both parties are in on it together. They clearly have made that. They've clearly shown that with all these massive bills and stuff, and clearly trying to tank our economy so they can bring in the social credit type of digitalized currency like they're doing in Canada right now, and like they've done in China by the Communist Party.
And, you know,
most
the funny thing about it is China's tanking in their fucking economy. So
yeah,
the digital dollar ain't gonna fucking do us any good. It's gonna fail.
Everything and here's
socialist fails.
Here's what's gonna happen. The banks aren't gonna make shit. Because who are they gonna make? See, they make a lot of money off of interest on loans, the banks. Who are they gonna loan to when all the people are getting basically cut off of their banking because of something they said on social media or something they said against the government or all the fact that they've got guns or something, or they're buying ammo? You know, they might as well just censor everybody, and they might as well shut down everybody. Then the banking system's going to collapse because they won't be able to make money off of loans because they won't be able to give out loans.
Exactly.
So it's just bullshit. It's all about control, and they're a bunch of commie fuckers in this country. We've been infiltrated, folks.
Yep. That's why China's failing. They're failing in their economy, and it's going to get worse, especially if Trump gets in there, because he's going to fucking put some serious fucking sanctions on their asses, and it's going to be bad.
He needs to sign so many executive orders right away to basically debunk this government we have.
Yeah.
Need to get rid of this government.
This government is just fucked.
This government. You know, the best kind of government is the smallest kind of government. Yeah. And right now it's become too massive. We need to start with these judges too. These Marxist judges.
They need to take Soros out. They need to fucking put a bounty on his head and dead or alive, man. That's just what they need to do.
Well, among other people,
we can never fucking have this fucking garbage again, you know?
Speaking of our corrupt government, this pertains to the veterans out there, and it actually pertains to me also, because I'm considered disability. I'm a disability. I collect from the VA every month, and if I need medical assistance, I go there. Not for PTSD by any means. I was in a Humvee crash, okay, and that's a long story. But anyway, let me tell you what a bunch of Democrats in the House, exactly 140 of them, want to do. And they're demanding, okay, 140 Democrats in the House are demanding the ability to block veterans from owning guns.
Right.
Over 140 Democrats in the House are pushing for measures that could potentially restrict vets' Second Amendment rights. Their proposal targets vets who receive disability benefits and raises concerns about the implication for those who may struggle with managing their finances due to mental or physical challenges. Now, let me tell you something right now. These bastards, okay, hypocrisy much? Let me tell you something. These disabled veterans, many of them, you didn't mind sending them over on multiple deployments to put their ass on the lines and use multiple types of weapons, including explosives, to kill many, many, many people overseas, including many people that were civilians. You didn't mind then. That was all fine and dandy when you carried out a 20-plus war on terror, based on lies and everything else. So it's okay for you to allow them to have guns and weapons and be able to use them on everybody under the sun that you want them to use them. But you're telling them that they can't have guns to protect themselves and their families, and that they can't have their Second Amendment right. You are clearly in violation of their Second Amendment right, you 140 Democrats. And guess what? You ain't going to get it done. You ain't going to get it done. So what are you going to do? You're going to try to pass this bill, and then you're going to basically say, well, we're going to cut you off. We're not going to give you any more veterans benefits. We're not going to give you any more money because you own guns and you got to hand over your guns. You know what that is? That's communism. That's tyranny. Right. You cannot violate our Second Amendment rights, and you cannot do it to our vets either. In fact, you're really, really running on thin ice, Democrats, when you try to take away our Second Amendment rights, let alone veterans' rights. They risk their ass for you assholes, for you corrupt sons of bitches. They risked their ass, their life. Their lives were ruined. Many of them ended up, their families were torn apart because they went over there and risked their lives killing for you, for your cause, and then risking themselves and then coming back here with all kinds of problems. Some of them not with any limbs left. Some of them burnt to a crisp so their faces are scarred. I can go over the whole list. Go to the VA clinic once and take a look at some of our vets. And you're telling us that you want to eliminate their Second Amendment rights? If anybody has constitutional rights in this country and deserves those rights, it's the veterans. So you know what? You Democrats, any government, anybody that says that they should take away our Second Amendment rights, let alone they should take away the veterans' rights, you go fuck yourself. You go fuck yourself completely. And people like AOC, bitch, you can bend over. All right? We'll drive it straight up your ass. You have no business, no business violating our Second Amendment rights. And we will fight you to the teeth for it.
You know, Tig, you know, I'm seeing that, you know, probably in the next month here, things are going to start heating up. You know, I'm having a feeling they're not going to get away with much more. You know, I mean, I think people are getting to that boiling point. You know, and I don't know. I'm just seeing some really bad shit coming down the pike. Well,
and now they want to give all the jobs to illegals. Now, what happens when people in the masses are pissed off at this government? They start losing their jobs or start, you know, having early retirement and stuff. They're gonna have a lot of time on their hands to protest and do demonstrations. People need to get some balls and start doing some demonstrations. And we need to start telling these so-called representatives that we've had enough of your bullshit. You better run and hide because we're done. The purge is coming, folks. Go run in your bunkers that you built.
Yeah, gasoline still goes down. Still goes into the cracks.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. This is, you know, and then they call us the terrorists. Because we're pissed off at them for their corruption, for their evil agenda, for trying to take away our sovereignty, for trying to spread communism in this country, for all the stupid shit they're doing, for trying to tank our economy. And these motherfuckers are calling us terrorists because we love our country and all we ever wanted to do, us radical right-wing terrorists, as you want to call us, or the MAGA, extreme MAGA people. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Most MAGA people, if you go to their big massive rallies with Trump and all that, they're peaceful people. They have not, and this J6 was bullshit, so don't even go there because you've been proven wrong. And the conservatives, the patriots in this country, all they ever wanted to do was have their rights, keep their rights, be able to raise their families in peace, have a good old time living in their free country that's supposed to be free, having their picnics. And not be fucked with by a big, massive, tyrannical government. And see, you're the ones that are the terrorists. You're the ones that are overstepping your line. You're the ones that are creating monsters out of peaceful people because they're getting pissed off because they're getting sick of having their rights stripped. All right? You remember how the Revolutionary War started? It was because the people were just tired of the British government weighing them down. All right? They had had enough. They said, fuck it. You know what? We're not going to have decent lives anymore. All right. We're basically living on our knees. We're done. We might as well give our lives to fight for a cause to get our independence because there is no life without it. There is no life at the fullest without it.
If I can jump in here for a second, you know, that's kind of bringing up a good point because, you know, the Congress is trying to pass that legislation so that these fucking illegals can have weapons and be in our military, and they won't have a problem with pointing a gun at an American and shooting and killing them. In our fucking military, they do have problems with that because it's unconstitutional. It's not right.
It's unconstitutional and it's treason. Yep. All right. Illegals do not have rights.
No,
I don't care what the politicians say, what the government says. Illegals do not have rights. They do not have constitutional rights. They are illegal. They are illegal citizens. They have to go through a process to get citizenship. They don't have rights, let alone Second Amendment rights. No matter what some stupid Marxist judge in Illinois says, you're wrong, judge. You're corrupt, and you should be disbarred. You shouldn't even be sitting on that seat. Illegals do not have constitutional rights. They do not have a Second Amendment right, and you're going to start a war over this, folks.
Fucking
folks,
right.
meaning you, those in the government that are sucking off foreign entities and taking money from them and bringing these fucking foreigners over here, these illegal criminals and terrorists. So you're telling me that the illegals and the criminals coming over here from a foreign land that are illegal have a right to have firearms? Oh, that's going to go over well, as if the crime isn't bad enough. And don't tell me it's about the guns. No, it's about criminal behavior and about people that are criminals. You know, there's laws in the books. There's laws in the books. You just need to prosecute and you need to uphold those laws, and you're not doing it. And that's what the thing, that's what the whole deal is about it. And then they catch these illegals committing crimes and then they release them. Okay.
Right.
That's got nothing to do with guns. That's got everything to do with not enforcing the laws that are already in the books. Illegals don't have rights. They should never have rights. And you know what? And if an illegal enters your home, once they get in your home, you do what you got to do to take care of the problem. Right. You have a right to defend yourself, your home, and your family. Certain states don't have that right. And then I suggest you people, you want to, if these states like Illinois, New York, California want to be communists, if they want to give illegals rights, you know what you do? Citizens, get the hell out of that state. Just up and move. Yep. Because I guarantee that state's going to tank in their economy. They're going to completely bottom up because they're not going to have the real taxpayers, the real citizens anymore in their states.
That's what the people of Chicago are really afraid of, man, because, you know, these fucking illegals are coming in and they're fucking squatting in their homes. You know, if they see a home that's empty, they'll fucking move into it. And when the owner comes back, he's like fucked, you know, because he can't fucking go in there and eradicate them.
I don't
he's not gonna fucking do nothing.
I don't condone gang violence. I've never condoned gang violence, especially since, you know, gangs, basically criminals are the ones they have the guns, not the peaceful people that the law abiding citizens. They're in Chicago. They don't have the guns, not legally. They're not supposed to because Chicago's such a fucked up city. But here's what I would tell the gangs in Chicago. You don't want the illegals over here. I know you don't. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Send them packing.
Not telling you what to do. I'm just saying do what you got to do.
Hey, Tig. How's that cigar smoking for you?
It's not bad. It's a pretty good cigar. It holds its own. I did have to light it a couple times, but that's probably because my big yapper is going.
Yeah.
How's yours?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I put it down a couple of times because it was, you know, I'm just puffing away and it's like getting littler and littler, but it's good. It's a good cigar. I'd smoke it again. Definitely. It's a good cigar.
Yeah. Well, Macanoodles held its own for years. Hey, if it's good enough for Archie Bunker,
I'm all for it. And I'm not trying to do this or nothing. I just got a kick out of the whole program. So, I mean,
yeah, it's a funny show.
It went back and forth. So, I mean, it had plenty of, you know, backwards bigotry as well. So,
yeah, but you know, it was comical too. I mean, it was, you know, sometimes you got to make fun out of bigotry. I mean, you take something that's a serious issue and you make fun out of it. You know, it's the best way to take care to lighten up on serious issues is to add some humor to it. You know, that's what this country really needs is more humor, but it's hard. It's hard because we got such a bunch of shit bags in DC. We were talking about the illegals entering homes and stuff. I want to get on the Castle Doctrine.
Let's go for it.
Okay. The Castle Doctrine, for those who haven't heard of the Castle Doctrine, it's the fundamental concept of the Castle Doctrine is that individuals have the right to protect themselves against an intruder in their homes. They have the right to use reasonable force, including fatal force, if necessary. That goes for especially the illegals and squatters. Some states use the term the Make My Day law instead of Castle right. Doctrine, which is kind of cool. And that law, that was named for the Dirty Harry Callahan character that was played by my personal favorite Clint Eastwood, which the country needs more Clint Eastwoods, by the way, in the movie Sudden Impact. There's 29 states that have this Castle Doctrine, okay? Now, it's funny to say that out of the 29 states, Illinois, New York, and California are not on that list. So that might be, if you're living in Illinois, California, or New York, that might send you a clear-cut message. If you want to protect your home,
yeah,
you might want to sell your home and you want to move in a decent state that allows you to protect yourself, your home, and your families right. from intruders, especially right. illegals. So let me list the 29 states that allows you, if someone invade your home, allows you to do whatever you need to do to defend your family, okay. yourselves, if any means possible. So, and by the way, if you do defend yourself, and this was told to me a long time ago by various law enforcement people, including sheriffs, if you need to use deadly force, make sure they're completely in your home. And it would help if they did have a weapon. If you're fearing for your life and your family, that's best too. And especially it's best if you got to testify in court to that. Make sure they don't leave your home the way they came in, because you don't want them testifying in court.
Right.
You know, if you've got to use deadly force, make sure you use deadly force, get it done. And I'm speaking from law enforcement, what they're saying too. And I'm speaking from what the law says in these states. So nobody can come back at me and say I'm instigating anything, because I'm not. I'm stating facts. So the 29 states that will allow the Castle Doctrine or the Make My Day law, which gives you the right to use deadly force if necessary for an invasion. 1, Alaska. 2, Alabama. 3, Arizona. 4, Arkansas. 5, Georgia. 6, Idaho. 7, Iowa. 8, Indiana. 9, Kansas. 10, Kentucky. 11, Louisiana. 12, Mississippi. 13, Michigan. 14, Missouri. 15, Montana. 16, New Hampshire. 17, North Dakota. 18, Nevada. 19, North Carolina. 20, Oklahoma. 21, Ohio. 22, Pennsylvania. 23, South Dakota. 24, South Carolina. 25, Texas. 26, Tennessee. 27, Utah. 28, Wyoming, and 29, West Virginia. Those states, and some of them surprised me because they're kind of like liberal states, but those states will allow you to use the Castle Doctrine to be able to protect from home invasion, folks. So if you weren't in any, if you're not in any of those states, you might want to think about it if we continue to have all these border issues, these illegals coming in. So,
right.
That's some serious shit.
It is.
Speaking of illegals, if I can find it. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was recently on the Sean Hannity show. And she's concerned about the Chinese people coming over here. Chinese spies crossing over the southern border, buying up land and threatening the U.S. Food supply. Quote, this is a quote from Kristi Noem. I watched China come in and buy up our fertilizer companies. They bought up our crop care companies and like our chemical companies. They bought up and stole our genetics. They've bought up our processing facilities, and now they're coming after our land. Illinois has over 100,000 acres of land that they already sold to the Chinese. And some of the land, I forget where it's at, is near an Air Force base as well. What concerns me is who the hell is stupid enough to take what is our enemy, and that's the Chinese. They're infiltrating us, and you wonder why our country is turning into communism. Look at who's influencing them. It's very dangerous for our country, any of these companies, to sell fertilizer and chemical plants to the Chinese.
Right.
Do you people know what they can do with fertilizer and chemical plants? They can cause all kinds of terrorist destruction. You can make bombs out of that stuff, okay? I'll tell you what, or they can sell that stuff to terrorists in this country that want to do damage.
Right.
This is very, very, very dangerous. And like I said, if I had my way, I'd kick every Chinese national out of the country. I'd stop doing business with them altogether. Because really, they do have a piss poor economy, so they do rely on the United States for business, and our politicians rely on selling out to them. We need to eliminate doing business with China. We need to buy back what we sold them using eminent domain, and we need to kick them out of here.
Right.
Because they propose a big time threat. They're just as bad a threat as the illegals coming over here. We're not going to have a country left.
No.
I'm with Christy Noem on that. 100%. Absolutely. Her concern.
Absolutely. What other trending news you got?
Okay, this cheating bastard. Okay, Wisconsin's very liberal governor, Tony Evers, vetoed GOP proposals in Wisconsin that would have allowed election observers to get closer to poll workers. And he also vetoed the requirement of a new post-election audit. Okay, why would a governor do that? Why would he veto that? Because you don't want them to prevent you from cheating in another election. All right, why else? What are you afraid of, Tony Evers? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of letting poll watchers, observers, election observers get close to the poll workers to make sure there's no funny business? What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of a post-election audit, Mr. Tony Evers? Why are you afraid of a post-election audit? Because you're a cheating son of a bitch like the rest of them were from 2020. All right. There was election fraud in Wisconsin, because we know that Wisconsin, the state, besides only two cities, did not elect Joe Biden. There was fraud in Wisconsin, and you want to cover it up, and you want to make sure that you can turn around and rig another election. You don't want people actually making sure there's no funny business in Wisconsin. That's why you vetoed that bill, Mr. Governor Dirtbag Tony Evers. You're a dirtbag. You're a piece of crap. You're a commie piece of crap. All right? Fair elections. Election integrity. And you just blocked it.
Right.
You know, if you really cared about an election integrity and you really wanted to prove that the last election wasn't rigged in your state, you would have signed on to that bill to make damn sure that there is a fair election without funny business.
But you couldn't do that
because you're a cheating bastard like the rest of them.
Globalist. He's fucking paid off by Soros and all the other fucking pieces of fucking shit that, you know, run this fucking country into the ground. So that's the biggest reason why he did it. He's just a fucking sellout like the rest of the motherfuckers, man.
Piece of crap cheater. That's all it is.
These fucking Democrats, man. They're fucking just shot in the mind, man.
Yeah, they'd
rather watch the fucking United States go down in flames, man.
They want to watch it burn. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're horrible human beings. They really are.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely horrible.
You know, speaking of going down in flames, I saw this video. It kind of set me off about fucking Chinese people. It was a Chinese dude, and he's like, If you are part of the people who detest what's going on, you are, you know, the ones that are living in the old world, and the old world is going to go away, whether you like it or not.
I'd send him on his way.
He said the old world's going away, the new world's coming, and if you're still thinking the old world's where you want to go, he said there's no room in the new world for you.
Well, fuck the new world order then.
Yep.
I'd rather die on my feet fighting for my freedom than live on my knees. And I'm sure there's a lot of patriots out there that feel the same way. Fuck so yeah, you can go fuck yourselves, you new world order globalist pieces of shit. You scumbags, you ultimate dirtbags, and you idiots out there that still think climate change is a thing. You're fucking stupid. You're completely, utterly dumb. You are the dumbest people on the face of the planet. Because science itself, real science, says that there's no climate change going on in this country.
All manufactured right now.
Yeah, it's manufactured. They're just trying to make it look like climate change because they're spraying our skies and they're interfering with the atmosphere, you know, and everything else. I mean, and if people don't believe that, then you need to go further down the rabbit hole. Take your red pill, folks. Yeah. All right.
Well, it's a lot ridiculous. Just ridiculous people. So
just really stupid. I mean, just these people are just, I mean, totally brain dead. You've been drinking too much fluoride, you know? So, it's remarkable. If you're not pissed off people, then you're
get there.
You got your head in the sand. Yeah. You better get there fast.
Yeah.
Cause you know what, you people that think communism's great, you young folks, especially that have been brainwashed in school to think that socialism's great, communism's great. You better take a look at history. Communism and socialism is the same. There's no such thing as new communism or democratic socialism or anything like that. It's all the same, and it leads to communism and fascism. National socialism or democratic socialism is the same, and it leads to fascism. And I'll tell you how national socialism leads to fascism. You don't have to look any further than Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. Right. Do your history, folks.
Right.
Do your history.
Right.
Get the real history. Okay.
I got a little tidbit here. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, think outside the box, people. Start doing your real history on communism and fascism, because that's what they're leading us to.
Right.
You're going to be very sorry when this actually does happen.
Yeah.
Folks, you're going to be very sorry.
There's nothing in it for you. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing. You won't have anything.
Freebie shit. You're fucked, you know, because what they're going to do is put you on a fucking, like a guaranteed salary, and you'll still have to go out and fucking work. Then they'll tell you what you have to do.
Doesn't matter
if you're a doctor or not, you're still going to get paid the same as what the fucking slacker that's sitting at home playing video games is going to get paid.
Or if you dare do something they don't like, then you will get cut off and you won't have nothing. Right. And you'll starve, which to me is violation of the Nuremberg Code, of course, but not too many people are educated on the Nuremberg Code as well. So,
right.
You know, what are you going to do? Stupid people.
Exactly. Yeah. Stupid. And they don't know enough about their own government. That's exactly what it boils down to.
And they haven't done enough history. They haven't really looked into the real history of communism and socialism and fascism and how it's all intertwined. So, Kamala Harris is a hypocrite, or the Biden regime, I should say, are hypocrites.
Right.
Because, you know, the Biden regime, he basically said he'd sign on. Biden said he'd sign on to a TikTok ban. Okay. Yeah. Kamala Harris won't say why the Biden campaign is on the TikTok app despite security concerns. It's more like big time hypocrisy. Okay. So they're saying they want to ban TikTok, but yet it's okay for Democrats and Biden to be on TikTok for their campaign. That's why they want to ban TikTok. We get it now. So they can continue to do their campaign and their misinformation, but they won't allow the truth to come out on TikTok. Right. I see it. Everybody should see it right now. The writing on the wall, the double standard and hypocrisy. They want to eliminate the truth off of TikTok. Meanwhile, you know, rules for thieve, but not for we, of course. So, you know, okay, so we can't give the truth on TikTok anymore, but oh, the powers that be are allowed to go out on there and campaign and give out misinformation.
Right.
You know, their lies, because they're all liars.
Right.
Yeah. So see that, folks. I went on that one of them a couple of shows ago and said why it was such a bad bill to ban TikTok. Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah, and you know, with TikTok, you know, it's, they're telling a lot of truths, you know, a lot of truths
are coming.
And you know, and then they're also telling about our old history that has not been told.
And they don't want that.
No, they don't, because there's a whole fucking scope of history that, you know, we don't know about that's out there. And you know, I think who really is getting pissed off about it is the fucking, you know, the Vatican. I think they're pissed about it because they hold all of that information. They've even burnt down libraries to take that information. So they don't want that information out there, but people, you know, that have it, you know, are letting it out.
Just like the Catholic Church killed the guy who did the translation. The original translation of the Bible, because there was, and actually they took a lot of books out of the Bible too, a lot of information and stuff. So yeah, the Catholic Church is corrupt too. I mean, they're the Vatican is completely corrupt. Now, I'm not saying Catholics are corrupt and they mean well and they've been brought into that religion. And I'm not saying their practice is bad, but the Vatican, the hierarchy, is so corrupt, it's unreal. And if you want to look at the history of the Catholic Church and all the atrocities committed and all the crimes against humanity, you're welcome to go down that rabbit hole and you'll find out.
Yep.
You'll find out that they've never really changed. They've got, you know, they've got their hierarchy is full of like the secret society Opus Dei and the Jesuit order. They're just evil. They're all evil. You know, God forbid. I mean, they covered up all these pedophile child sexual abuses and stuff for the longest time too. It's sick. Right. They're sick people, and they're guilty of child human trafficking as well.
Yeah.
Now some truth is coming out about Mother Teresa, who was a saint and supposed to be this good person, you know, took care of the poor and took care of the poor children.
What's going on there?
Well, they're basically saying that the orphanages that she had, she made a lot of money off of it. Basically, it was human trafficking. She was basically selling these children all over to supposedly to homes, but, you know, not really doing a whole lot of, you know, checking on the people that they were giving the kids to and stuff. Right. And from what I heard, and in her order, supposedly she preached poverty and, you know, she made herself look poor. And from what I hear, she had some money. Meanwhile, the rest of her nuns in her order had to live a life of strict poverty. And yet she, I guess, had some money, some funds and stuff. Wow. So, I read about this and stuff, so I don't know if it's
legitimate or
factual, but you know, I would not be surprised knowing all the shit that's going on in this world and all the new truths that are coming out.
Right.
Sad.
Yeah, it is. So, got anything else? You got any last words here?
Not really. I think people should just continue to try to wake up and, you know, push back.
Coffee, folks.
You know, and you know, start some protests against these illegals coming in.
If you can organize
in your communities these huge protests like the people of Chicago, start having protests. Protests at your city capitol buildings, protests at your state capitol buildings, have massive protests saying, we're done. We're sick of this shit. We're sick of government corruption, and we're sick of you bringing these illegals in. We want them gone. We want them gone now. Close the border. Protest. Right. We have a right to protest. It's First Amendment right. Peacefully protest. So there you go.
All right. Well, there it is. Follow us on Rumble, where you can see our beautiful faces. jump on Podbean and all the other streaming services like Spotify and iHeartRadio and all the others. And we're also Stars, Bars, and Scars on Facebook. Join us there. Like our page. Follow us, please. And comment. We'll shoot a comment back. With that, we're pretty much out of here. See ya.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide before time is all. We'll keep them sweating until we see Butcher 3. Out.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.